I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A murder trial is gripping the Democratic Republic of Congo. Eight police officers are accused of murdering human rights activist Floribert Chebeya. The activist and his driver disappeared in June after going to police headquarters in Kinshasa. Chebeya's body was found the following day. Among those charged with his killing is the country's National Police Special Investigations Chief. Reporter Michael Cavanaugh was at the trial in a military court in Kinshasa today. He told us about Chebeya's role as an activist in Congo.
Chebeya was the head of a group called the Voice of the Voiceless, which is one of the leading human rights groups here in Democratic Republic of Congo. And they did work protecting people who were wrongfully imprisoned, protecting victims of torture. And whenever there were massacres or things like that, they would do investigations and put out reports. It's a pretty important organization.
And why would he be a target then?
Well, we're not really sure yet, and that's part of what this trial is about. But what we think might have been happening is that there was a case about 2 years ago, a series of massacres that took place in one of the provinces in southwestern Congo, where General John Numbi, who's now the head of the police, he was involved. Now, Chebeya was looking into this case, and we think that he might have been trying to actually come up with evidence to present it to the International Criminal Court, the ICC. Numbi might have been scared about that, and it's possible that Numbi brought him in to question him about this, and things went a little bit too far. Now, I should say that we don't actually know for sure that Numbi is responsible for this, but Voix des Sans Voix, or the Voice of the Voiceless, they do think that Numbi played some role in the murder of Chebeya.
Chebeya died last June, was found murdered. Can you tell us how he died, or what is the prosecution saying happened to him?
Well, we still don't really know yet. There was an investigation that was launched by the Attorney General here in Congo, and the Attorney General said that it does look like it was a murder, and that's why this case is going forward. No one really knows. It seems like there was a little bit of torture, perhaps. We know that he was tied up at some point. There was an independent autopsy that was done by some international police investigators who said that it's probable that Chebeya actually died of a heart attack that could have taken place because of torture. It could have taken place because he was suffocated or something like that. We're still not exactly sure.
What we do know is that Chebeya was brought to a police station last June, and then somewhere along the line after he was brought there, he died.
Exactly. He had a meeting with John Numbi at the police station, and no one knows for sure if it ever actually happened. But soon after that, he went missing, and the next day his body was found in his car. And I should say also that his driver is still missing to this day.
And what is the case for the defense? I mean, what did the police officers say happened?
Well, at the moment, they're really not commenting. They're all saying that they're essentially patsies. No one knows for sure who's involved. I mean, justice in Congo is not something that people have a lot of faith in. And there are even people who think, John Numbi, for instance, he's a very powerful man here in Congo. And there are people who think that actually he might have had nothing to do with this murder and that he's just being blamed for it by some of his political opponents. We're not actually sure. And for the moment, basically, the police are defending themselves by saying, you know, they weren't involved and they're being blamed for something that happened outside of their control.
Is the Congolese justice system prepared for a case like this?
Well, what we found today, actually, was it's not prepared at all, really. Basically, the arguments today, it was the first day of the trial, went like this. Please, judge, this courtroom is too small. Can we please move it? It's too hot. And that was essentially what happened by the end of the day today. They decided to adjourn the trial for about 3 weeks, and they'll move it to a larger room. And at that point, we'll start to hear some kind of testimony from the witnesses.
That's got to be kind of discouraging for the family of Floribert Chebeya. Are they concerned about getting a fair trial?
Everyone's concerned about getting a fair trial, and this is one of the problems with Congo. After years of war, the justice system here is truly in shambles. In fact, Chebeya's family doesn't feel safe here, and Chebeya's widow and his five children, they're actually living in Canada right now. The driver's family, they were in court today. They have hired lawyers. Everyone is a little bit worried that whether or not justice will prevail, and we're not sure yet if it will. A lot of the people I talked to today from the Voice of the Voiceless, they at least said it's a positive step that this trial has gone forward. At first, they weren't expecting it to go forward.
Reporter Michael Cavanaugh in Kinshasa following the trial of the men charged with murdering human rights activist Floribert Chebeya. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you.